WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. You know, when I began the Crab Cake Tour, and you can find everything we're doing on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, the hashtag is Crab Cake Tour. Imagine that. And by the way, Maryland Restaurant Week coming up at the end of September. I'm promoting that pretty hard. I know this is a guy who, you know, likes to purport himself as a public cheapskate to some degree to save a few bucks and to support local business, because I know that's what he does. Todd Schuller is here, Blondell Miller Schuller. We call him Damn Good Lawyer, out and about, not shaving this week. I shaved for Bruno Mars. I made a mistake, had to wear a mask, and I sweated. How are you? How's your summer? I was a little worried when the tour began that, like, we would be ships passing in the night and that I wouldn't be home enough to work or whatever. Sam Tudor tried to get me out to Vienna, Maryland to snakehead fish today, my buddy from Dundalk, and I didn't make it. But it's good to have you on. I'm glad we could connect, man. How are you? How's your summer, brother?
Good. I'm as jet set as you are. I'm around too. I've been up and down from the beach a couple of times, heading out to Williamsburg with the family. We're going to do the Busch Gardens thing. My kids are finally
old enough. Do they still have Loch Ness Monster? Is that still a thing?
They do. They do not have the Big Bad Wolf, but they have the Loch Ness Monster. So I'm going to ride the monster.
You name that after me, you know.
Yeah, we're going to get it. I haven't been on that thing in 20 years, but I'm going to go. I don't know if I'm ready for the roller coasters that they've built in the last 20 years.
The ones where your stomach drops out. No. You know, I had a long chat last week. The people that run Jolly Roger. Now, you were an Ocean City kid, right? Were you being a Baltimore guy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I am a beach town guy. I've spent a lot of time, you know, up in the sort of Southern Jersey Shore and plenty of time of late in the Outer Banks. But Ocean City is, I think, will always be my favorite beach town because it's the beach town of my youth. And yeah, absolutely.
So I feel the same way. And I've been telling all these crazy stories about, you know, when Charlie's Angels debuted, my uncle was the general manager. My uncle Omar Aparicio was the general manager of the Bonfire in Ocean City. But, you know, the Carousel was barely built. You know what I mean? Like, they lived on 28th Street. I remember fishing on the pier. I remember, you know, softball games as a kid down by the water tower on like 4th Street. There was a softball diamond and a lot of broken windows around there. And a lot of beefed up guys drinking beer. You know, Eddie Fainter would come down and do his magic in the 70s. So I have all of these crazy. Then there's the girls. Chasing girls in the 80s, going down with my mom, staying at Plimpton Plaza and getting my big giant Rush 2112, you know, tapestry that hung on my bedroom wall in my youth. Like, all these memories, man. And they come flooding back when I go in and I'm going back again. I got a grown-up memory for you. I'm going to Mako. I keep calling it Maca. So we're going to broadcast. Ben Cardin is signed on because of what's going on with J-1s and H-2B visas. And I've been investigating the crabbing industry. Todd, I'm a journalist. Sometimes the Ravens don't even like that. So I've been investigating. Give me Mako, because Mueller says you got to go, you got to go. Now we've signed on Ben Cardin because he's trying to get workers down there. You know, things change, life changes, but these are the sort of the big boy issues you had to deal with as a political elected official, and going down there, this is like a big thing, right? Like, I should be looking forward to this.
It's a very big convention of the Maryland political world, for sure. You know, Mako is just the Maryland Association of Counties, and they're hosting their conference, but all the big hitters, you know, all of the gubernatorial candidates will be down there. The U.S. congressmen and senators and the Speaker of the House. I mean, it becomes like the sort of, you know, session is in the winter, Mako's in August. You know, it's sort of the halfway point.
I've called it senior week for political officials.
Well, you know,
Lord knows I attended enough real senior weeks that it's time that I attend a grown up one that's not at secrets necessarily. You know,
I know that. The only time I can remember actually being at Mako, I was, you know, a 20-something-year-old delegate. And, you know, my buddy Johnny O is who I'm sure is like hosting some $1,000-a-night event during Mako or whatever he's doing. He's probably the keynote speaker now. But
do I get to go to that? I hope so. Mueller? Don?
We were 20-year-old delegates sharing a room with our wives in the Clarion, you know, like we were living senior week style. I mean, we didn't have enough money, you know, in those days.
Dude, the Clarion, you must have gone to Calvert Hall. I went to Dundalk, man. I have a story of staying at the Stowaway down there where they stole my $100. I told the story where, like, we had to pay a $100 deposit because we looked like them long haired 20 something from Baltimore, from the big city. Yeah, sure. And it, we went in, there was a big hole in the ceiling that like somebody took a broomstick and we went down. We're like, dude, there's a hole in the ceiling. They're like, we got your $100. And so that was in 1980. And I said, if they just gave me my $100 back now, I would laugh about it and call it a story. But like being a kid at the beach, I remember going down there and I was very young and my son was very young. We were very young. My mom was with me and she was, you know, maybe she's still very with it when she was 80 years old. So that's not far fetched. When she was 80, my son was 17. She might've been 75 right after my dad died. We went down to the beach. And I sent her ass into the executive. I said, Mom, you go in and get the room. We'll get $50 left. Sure enough, my mom goes in, $55. I go in, $99 and $100 deposit.
They could see you coming.
Yeah, yep, you know yep. what I mean? Because absolutely. I looked 18. My kid looked 2. You know, like, so it's crazy. But I love every Ocean City story, every girl I ever met, every dude I ever drank with, every volleyball game I ever had, every laugh we ever had, every wave I ever boogie boarded, like every Scopey I ever bought, and I have every one of them.
And I'm still making the memories. That's the best part of Ocean City is I'm going to places. You know, you get in, I got my mug up at the Bull on the Beach on 94th Street. I mean, I don't go in and not go to the Bull and, you know.
Have you ever been to Harrison's Harbor Watch down on the inlet?
I have never. No. I've been by it a million times.
You've been by it.
I've seen the crowds. I've like, but again,
dude, I've never been by it because here's the deal. And I told Ashley Harrison, her family, they're feeding me delicious crab cake, right? And they have this beautiful window. They wanted to set me up down there to watch the Marlin boats come in, like in the afternoon. And the mayor came, you know, it was like all Lachelle Scarlato from Chamber of Commerce. It was nice. Crab cake was way better than I expected or deserved, quite frankly. It was an incredible crab cake. And I'm sitting there looking at this view and I'm thinking to myself, this is exactly what I wanted to do because the whole tour was set up to do things I've never done before. I spent the whole weekend in Southern Maryland last weekend seeing things I have never in my life seen before. And I'll say this, the Ocean City thing, I'm going back. I've never been to Mako there. I've never been in the convention center there. For all the years, my big senior week excursion where I had the most fun I ever had, our place was right across the convention center, but I'd Bradley on the Bay, like all these places. I've never been there, but this Harrison's Harbor Watch, go. And I have to go back. My wife wasn't with me, and I sat there for 3 hours, did a show, got to know everybody. Then I left, and I looked down on the app, and everybody says, get the oyster stew, get the oyster stew, get the – I didn't get the oyster stew. So it gives me a reason to go back.
Now you got the excuse, yeah.
Well, the hashtag is 10 miles of memories, Ocean City, right?
It's 10 miles of memories, but you're making new. I got the 10-year-old or 11-year-old. My boy just turned 11, 11 and an 8. And like, so you see it through their eyes, kind of like the Christmas thing, you know, like when you have kids and all of a sudden Christmas is really fun. Cause you're like, holy smoke, you know, like, but also, yeah, there's so many places, so many institutions that I've never taken the time to walk in just because
I've never been to MR Ducks.
I've been to MR Ducks. In that, I had buddies living there. They all remember the little tavern from the burger joint.
Oh my god! So don't make my belly growl. I'm on a crab cake tour.
College age, my buddy's dad opened a little tavern on like 71st Street, and 10 of them stayed in a house on the bay on 71st Street. And I had a bartending gig on the weekends at Putty Hill Station, but I could drive down, you know, on Monday and just spend the week on that couch. I'm trying to think of where I was going with that story, but just Ocean City memories, I guess, you know, like,
not even that, but you talk about the little tavern burgers, man.
The one guy was
bartender at MR
Ducks. I was taking it back. I know. Right.
There are a lot of, I've never been in the Green Turtle on 120th Street ever. I had my things I did. I mean, I went to Bull on the Beach when I was young and, we went to the Phillips Buffet a million times. I had the owners of the Embers, Baltimore people, Pimlico people, Cole Tostin, the Tostin family. They had the Embers forever and I had eaten their seafood buffet before. Blue is their seafood and crab house. We broadcast from there with Tom Perlazzo, Sam Perlazzo's brother. They're from Cumberland. They went to Ocean City. You know, the weird part, Todd, is I never talk to anybody in Ocean City and say, what made you stay? You know, Batman grew up by Memorial Stadium, right? He went down there, never left. Rick Meehan, Towson, University of Baltimore, went down there, never left. Tom Perlazzo from Cumberland, played football at West Virginia, went down there, never left. Todd, I had an idea, and it's, and you're going to laugh, and Mark Miller may know this, your partner, Blondell Miller Schuler, and of course, damngoodlawyer.com. I went down there in the 80s. I was working at the paper, 87, 88, 89, 90. I was reviewing concerts, doing the whole deal. And I had gone to California and seen fish tacos, right? Remember the first time you heard of a fish taco? You're like, is that a joke? Fish taco, you know. No, delicious. So I came back and I started to think, what if you had a crab taco? What if we did crab cakes, like a Maryland fried crab cake with lettuce, tomato, and now you could – that doesn't sound outrageous now, right? To have
absolutely not, because once you had fish tacos, you had shrimp tacos, right?
I dreamed and I priced it and I drove down to the beach one winter in 89 or 90. I've never told the story in the air. Before I went on the radio, it was when I was deciding what I was going to do with my life and whether I was going to be a sports writer and get a job somewhere else. One of my first entrepreneurial visions, long before I dreamed of doing radio, was to open a crab taco, like a vision of Scunny, you know, like sort of a Nacho Mamas-y kind of thought before it ever existed on the boardwalk. And I went down and looked at stalls at Division Street. I remembered, I mean, I had a realtor. That's how serious I was about going down there. And I didn't know anything about it, but I thought I had a good idea. And it's crazy that I'm doing this crab cake tour all these years later, but there's an Ocean City story that I don't know if it was a good idea or not. Probably wasn't a good idea. I don't know, but nobody's ever done it. But there's your free idea to make crab tacos a Maryland thing, because anybody can have a crab cake, right?
Yeah. Well, in the little tavern days, we would fantasize about it like a little tavern truck. Like, could you imagine making them?
They have that. It's called, you know, what's his name? Woody's has that. The burger thing, right? The burger lady, Gypsy Queen. They all have burgers. They're burger trucks, right?
You could sell three packs of burgers on the beach, you know, like you're just printing money, right? I would assume if you had your system down. I mean, those little buggers taste real good when you're sitting there in the hot sun, you know?
Well, you know, my kid did the hustle. He went down and was going to be a Scopey guy. Then he became a Scopey guy at Secrets. So this is when my son swore off alcohol for the most part, is being around drunk people every night at the beach for 6 summers, right? So, and surfing all day and living above shenanigans with Greg Shockley, who I still have to get on the show when I'm back down there. So there's so many stories, and it's gotten closer. That's the weird part of Ocean City, right? Like, it used to feel like it took forever. You know, if you time the traffic now and do it the right way, it feels like you don't have to stop and go to the bathroom if you don't drink too much on the way down, right?
Could you imagine getting an extra bridge? I mean, if we could connect Essex to like Rock Hall over there and be in Ocean City in 2 hours.
I've been told Rock Hall has a hell of a crab cake. I haven't been there yet.
I've not been. That might be the one I have to join you on. I've been over, you know, on that level of the Eastern Shore, that sort of high up level, but I've not been there other than in the courthouse.
I had never been north of, let's say, the outlets, okay? But I had been to Dover, so I've been to Denton. I've been through places where, quite frankly, it smells like raw poultry, right? Like and manure, like some of the really farmy Caroline County, and then getting into Delaware, right?
Down there, yeah.
So that way, I've been down those roads late at night, going to Dewey, and like just listening to Seal late night, driving through chicken farms, coming back from seeing the Bodines and Dewey Beach, right? Like I have these memories of that. But not a lot of them, and I didn't spend a lot of time in the Delaware Shore at all. I had never in my life been off of 50 north of Cambridge. I've never been to that Hyatt property. It's $700 a night this weekend. I can't stay there. So, but I might stay at a bed and breakfast up the road in Secretary. The road up the Secretary in Hurlock was one of the most beautiful roads I've ever been on in the state. And then I drove up to Chestertown. I hung out with Heather Mazier at 98 Cannon. We did a big thing, you know, talking about Andy Harris's lunatic stuff. And then I drove through Centerville, but I've never been to Rock Hall. I'm making it to Chesapeake City. I'm going to Schaefer's on the canal this week in Cecil County. I've never been on that. I have been on that stretch. I have a friend that lives over Millington, but I've never really looked at it and thought, dude, it's beautiful. Like I'm wearing a state flag and state fair shirt. Maryland's really beautiful, man. Southern Maryland is beautiful. Solomon's beautiful.
Maybe that's why the beach is getting closer, is all of the places in between here and the beach are so attractive that, you know, you're used to now going to St. Michael's or the big thing in Cambridge, the hotel you just referenced and stuff like that. You're used to having things that you have done along the way, so there's a sense of familiarity.
Have you ever made a right turn off of Cambridge? Have you had a court thing in Cambridge or done anything like that?
Absolutely, yeah.
Downtown Cambridge, like, my wife saw Leonardtown the other day. Like, we were going through.
Leonardtown is gorgeous, right?
Leonardtown is beautiful, right?
Nobody knew it was down there, right?
Dude, we went into every creek. We went to Pope's Creek. Anywhere there was like a bar at the end of a bridge for a boat, we went down there to see what it looked like. Boathouses on the water. Just beautiful, simple living, right? I mean, we hate CNN on the walls. I mean, just, you know, I can't even. Here's the thing about that politically that drives me nuts. The places that hated CNN, they didn't have cell phone service, dude. They, you know, they literally have no pipeline to the internet. I like, it's an amazing, and this is in our state.
There are cosmopolitan communities down on the east.
No. Sure, Heather Mazier said the number one issue isn't people coming up to her calling Andy Harris a lunatic or the Trumpians on the Eastern Shore. She said the number one issue for everyone, black, white, young, old, rich, poor, is Wi-Fi. Because even rich people that like golf courses can't get the Wi-Fi they want. And they have to drive to the city and sit in a coffee shop to have a Zoom meeting. Like, that is life on the shore in many places, Southern Maryland, and I'm sure I'm going to see it when I get out to Cumberland, like, right? So as a former delegate, as someone that discusses this politically, it was shocking to me to be a lot of places where I couldn't get a video up in by that Naval Academy, Lexington Park. We stayed in Lexington Park the other night. There was no cell phone. So I went out to get an ice cream cone. There was Dairy Queen, Hershey's, and no cell phone service. Like, at 8:30, as a son would say, like, it's a different life. And that is the part that I'm really growing to respect.
Well, yeah,
admire to some degree, but also admonish in the way of, like, these people aren't vaccinated, and that's got to change, man.
The bill that just got through the Senate should be the interstate highway system of cellular and broadband, right? There's significant infrastructure money. And I think it is bipartisan. I think genuinely everybody, like you say, the rich people on the golf course and the rural people who haven't had access, you know, to being, you know, regular internet and cellular available wherever you go. Like, I mean, we're in Maryland, you know, we're basically the giant megatropolis of Richmond to Boston, you know, like, imagine what rural Nebraska is or rural Oklahoma is, you know, like.
I sort of expected in some places like that. You know, when I went to the bottom of New Zealand, which is literally the only thing I could compare in my life, and I have been to some of the most remote places. I haven't been to the Arctic Circle, but I've been north in Norway and Sweden and some other places. I've been to the southernmost place you can possibly go on Earth, literally on land, in the southern island of New Zealand. And yeah, there are fjords and penguins and whatever. But if you drive to Wynn, Maryland, I'm being honest with you, or go to Point Lookout, it's not dissimilar. It really isn't dissimilar to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful. And Heather, by the way, she is a wonderful person, isn't she? I like Heather Mazier.
Oh, Heather Mazier. I thought you were talking. We had mixed up Heathers. Heather at PR in Ocean City was my assistant all week. Mazier was lovely, and I voted for her and without ever knowing her and just seeing her act a couple of years ago. And now after sitting with her for a couple of hours, we kind of hit it off. We had some rock and roll. We had an argument about Def Leppard, believe it or not. She was wrong. And I love it when politicians are wrong. But she did invite me for some heirloom tomatoes on her farm and nice Illinois, you know, it very, very astute about issues on the Eastern Shore. And I think it's going to make an interesting conversation, if nothing else. And I love me an interesting conversation about making the world a better place.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I think she's driven from that space. Like, she, all of your Baltimore positive talk and all, like, the, you know, like, that ethos behind all of that, Heather kind of matches that kind of energy with just, like, you know, I'm going to be positive. I'm going to be solutions based. I'm going to figure out what
we can fix it. It can be fixed. Here's a solution. Let's try it, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So
Well, I mean, you ran that road, right, for a long, long time. Todd Schuller's here. Blondell Miller Schuller, they are damngoodlawyer.com, my friends. Mark, a childhood friend of mine who is you know, I kind of show you guys a little bit of the Penn and Teller, you know, a little bit of you do more of the talking. But Mark is going to come on and talk some baseball and some law with me. I think he's afraid of me asking about stacking courts and different things like that at this point to actually talk about it. How are you? Give me a little state of the world. Every time I'm on the highway, and this is happening more in Baltimore than it is in Southern Maryland, although there were some jackasses. I've had jackasses throughout the state. There were jackasses in Ocean City, too. But 90 miles an hour on the JFA. I see people driving like crazy, crazy, crazy people. I had a guy run a red light right in front of my building last night, just pulled up, looked around and said, "Nah, no red light I go through." I mean, we are just becoming a weird kind of place, and you're here to defend people when stupid stuff happens like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're hurt by somebody acting like an idiot, then typically we're going to be your phone call, you know? And, you know, I've told you before, call us because we're not going to charge you money to talk. You know, we're going to ferret out together whether or not you have a claim. If you don't, we're going to let you know we don't have a claim. Or I told a lady yesterday, I think you do have a claim, but I don't think I'm the guy for it. Like, I think, you know, the complexity of it lends itself to somebody different, you know? But certainly we want to talk to everybody. And certainly we feel calls all the time out of our, you know, out of our world entirely. And we,
but do you do divorces? Do you do, you know, childhood dispute? I'm just, what your specialty is in
injury lawyers, right? We're car crashes, we're workers' compensation claims. We're doing all of that. And then other exciting, you know, not just the business, but we're renovating now.
Making Essex better.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we brand ourselves as Essex lawyers. We're proud to be Essex lawyers. We have bought our building here on Eastern Avenue, where a law firm, our previous, you know, names of our law firm basically have existed for over 40 years. And we are redoing the entire building. And we're really excited about that. When we get the, you know, when we get it done, we're going to have the big giant scissors.
You should have called my wife, man. She watches these home improvement TV shows, man. I mean, I'm sure she'd have some ideas.
She could have us ready to go, huh?
Your building is older and you have smaller rooms set up like Bill set it up a long time ago. And I think that there's something about that makes your place function.
Our place is great. Our footprint inside is great, but we're in a building that hasn't been renovated in 40 years. And if we're serious about being good corporate citizens here in Essex, and we're serious about making our home and making our stand right here in Essex, then we got to do our part and slap on some decent siding and replace our rickety stairs and, you know, really make it look nice and be part of the community. And so I was out of
for when I bring pizza by from Pizza John's.
For when you bring pizza by, I want you to be proud of us here. I want you to say, these are our sponsors right here. Look at this beautiful building they've brought to Essex, you know.
So I might even get a hat before it's all over. I haven't been wearing hats because my hair looks nice. I've been wearing shirts. So, you know, I need.
We just got new shades. I'm looking around. I don't see any in
the future. So bright. I'm going to the beach next weekend. I'm going to need them.
I'm going to get you some. I'm going to throw them in the mail as soon as we hang up.
I can't wear them, man. You know, I have vision like things.
Maybe your wife would like a pair.
She's got worse vision, believe me. She's had cancer twice.
Right.
Of all the things you can't mess with her, don't mess with her eyes. Todd Schuller is here. He's Blondell Miller Schuller, a damn good lawyer. Our friends from Essex, where we eat pizza. Anything you want to say about sports or life? Or I mean, we haven't been together in a little while. I feel remiss. I mean, what I tried to do on the tour is make – because we have a cat. My wife has a career. She's an incredible engineer, you know, forever, 30 years. She's got to work. So, you know, people are like, we like seeing her out on the tour. I'm like, her employer likes her doing engineering work. So – and her cat likes cuddling with her. So we're doing weekends. We're doing Easton, Oxford, St. Michael's this weekend. And, you know, and as I've said, I told Leonard Raskin this earlier, when my wife starts eating the crab cakes off my plate, and then the next day I'm thinking, when can I go back and get that crab cake when I know damn well I'm going to Annapolis for another crab cake today? That tells, right, when you want to go back and get a crab cake again, and when you're having, when you're daydreaming about the crab cake, when you watch the video of it, did you put up on Facebook? That's what tells you you got the right crab cake. So I've been in crab cake mode. Luke's been in Ravens mode. Lamar Jackson's been in, I'm trying to get COVID three times. I think he thinks it's Joker's Wild or something. Whammy, stop. So are you football-y? Where are you? I mean, are you eating fresh corn and heirloom tomatoes and peaches like me right now and eating this delicious gold water? I mean, I'm doing all sorts of – it's been a hell of a month, and I'm only a third of the way through it.
The Lamar thing has me a little nervous. Like,
okay,
you know, forget the role model thing or anything like that.
You're just going straight intellect to science and biology.
Where's the championship window here? You know, like, and you're not gonna get vaccinated. Like, I don't care about as much about, you know, like I said, I don't need him to be a role model. I don't need him to do vaccination campaigns, but I would hope and expect that
he's smarter than that.
Everything that it takes to be ready to win.
Dude, this is an IQ test now. This is no longer, you know, this is no longer politics. You voted for Trump or whatever. This is, do you want to stay alive and do your part that all the rest of us have done to keep it the 99% of keeping us out of the hospital? Or do you want me to show you that crimson map with that ass clown down in Florida, DeSantis?
I'm telling you, you know, I live with Browns fans. Goofy ass Baker Mayfield got his vaccination shot. He's trying to take out the Ravens right now. You know, like Josh Allen got
his. How about Lane Kiffin got the Ole Miss football team vaccinated?
I think they're lying.
I think he's lying.
I believe him. I like Lane Kiffin. I think he's crazy, and crazy's good when you're a football coach, right?
I've had a few meals with Lane Kiffin when he you know, he ran things in the NFL around the pool, and his.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We got a good team. We have potentially the most electrifying player in football, and then we have a loaded AFC. Like right? I looked at the schedule. You know, they might have one loss like at Thanksgiving, but they get to the playoffs. The Bills look good. You know, the Colts when they had a quarterback look good. The Chiefs are going to be good.
Well, the Chargers, this kid from the Chargers can play too. So, I mean, I think we're on to all that. And, you know, I think Jacksonville will be a train wreck. You know, I mean, I have some train wrecks in my, you know, Tennessee, everything that they've done and the way they play and the way they play us.
They're mean and nasty.
We got to go out to Las Vegas on the first night and deal with that. You know, that's going to be its own thing. And then short rest back on with the Chiefs. There's going to be a lot of vibe for my crab cake tour in week three, right? Like whatever it is, because if it's 2-0, we're going to LA and like all that. But it certainly hasn't gotten off to a great start where your quarterback refuses to get vaccinated and your wide receiver's gimpy. And, you know, I mean, then the mask mandate for the fans, which is what it is. And,
Steelers in the rearview mirror, though. Has Big Ben got any in the tank? I mean, it looks like
Ben's always fat last year and always skinny this year. I'm not writing that cat off. Dude, Tom Brady won the Super Bowl this year. You want me to write off Ben Roethlisberger? Not so much. Not so quick.
That's a good point.
Can't do that. Can't do that.
I don't know. It is exciting, though. I'm ready to get it. This is the summer we waited for, right? Like we had, you know, we waited two summers to get this summer. So I don't want to wish it away, but. We did also wait two football seasons to get to this football season. So
Todd Schuller is here. He is Blondell Miller Schuller. And of course, Damn Good Lawyer. They take great care of folks down in Essex. If you have been injured on the job, you've been in an accident with some idiot on the freeway, call them. They will help you. They help people. That's what they do all day long. You can find them at damngoodlawyer.com. All right. A final parting shot. Western Maryland, Eastern. Do you have anything you want to give me for the road at all? Because I know you've been watching this thing sort of unfold and you keep good social media circles. Any tips, anything come? I mean, people are giving me great crab cake advice. I'm supposed to go to Annapolis literally today and I put up where I might go and five other people told me, and they're all the same places. So I know these five places. I need to go to all five of them in Annapolis. I just can't do it today. And I don't see any reason to double dutch these crab cakes 25 minutes from home. It just gives me another reason to go down to Ram's Head or go down and do something else or see something else. By the way, you ever been to Deal, Maryland, D-E-A-L-E, south of Riva near Annapolis?
Don't you let that deal go down. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Dude, I've never seen so many boats in my life. Like we were just driving along seeing stuff like Solomon's, that bridge. It's extraordinary. I mean, there are things people need to see in this state that are worth seeing.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, like Havre de Grace is awesome.
Never been to Havre de Grace.
Check out Havre de Grace. You know, like it's just a great place. All of these towns have such good sense of place. You know, obviously the ones in the water have a significant advantage, but the ones out in the mountains have a pretty good advantage too, you know? So
I'm looking forward to seeing Cumberland. We're doing the Frostburg Flyer. I'm so excited about this. I had to move days. Dan Rodericks had to move me to Friday instead of Thursday. And I said to my wife, the serendipity is it'll be bad weather that day or the fish wouldn't be biting. So we're going to do everything about this trip is gone, Todd, exactly. Like this moment in time, this is exactly the way it's supposed to happen. So whatever is supposed to happen, whatever day I'm supposed to go to Wise Market and get that fresh meat out in Frostburg at their big location, I'm going to do that. Dan Rogers and I, whatever fish we're supposed to catch, we're going to catch. So I'm letting it. My friend Don Sheeler, a dear friend of mine, we went to Springsteen together last month. He said, let it come to you. You got to let it come to you sometimes. So I'm letting the tour come to me to some degree, you know, in this way. And it's been awesome. But I'm doing this Frostburg Fly. I'm doing the train. I'm really geeked about that. Like something that I've always wanted to do.
Yeah. I think you set yourself up with the right idea. And then, like you say, it is kind of flowing. And the more you do, the more you find out about and the more you want to do, you know. So
I know I'm going to Antietam. I know I'm going to Big Cork. I know I'm going to see the Bodines across the border later on in the month. But I have no idea what kind of wine I'm going to drink, what kind of people I'm going to meet, what I'm going to see in Antietam. I've never been to Antietam. The road out of there, I don't know what the road to Leesburg, Virginia looks like. I'm sure it's lovely. You know, Harper's Ferry and like – I'm drinking it all in, Todd.
Yeah, you got Tawny Town and Emmitsburg and all that up there.
I've been to Tawny Town. There's a place. I'll give you a barbecue place if you've been near Emmitsburg. It's a place called Chubby's. Okay, it sounds like a place you want to get barbecue. This is how good the place was. I drove by it with my wife, who had been vomiting all day at Hershey Park because she got sick on the rides, and I opened a window, and as I went by, I smelled it. I said to my wife, get the Google map. What is that place? You know, it's like the Apple Jacks commercial. Follow your nose. It always knows. Like was that Fruit Loops? Fruit Loops. It was Fruit Loops guy, right?
Probably the Fruit Loops guy.
It wasn't Tony the Tiger, was it? No.
No, he was following his heart. He was all heart.
Todd Schuller's here. Sometimes we do 70s commercials, and you watch the Orioles play, or are you done with them?
I'm watching them like almost every night. I don't know why.
I love it.
And frankly, the last few games have been bullpen meltdown, you know, like the bullpen is kind of, they came out of the All-Star break kind of feeling it, you know, like, and looking like, hey, we got
Todd, let me start a sentence and you finish. Ready? 1-0.
I have no idea.
How many losses?
How many losses?
1-0.
Oh, how many?
0-1-0-8-1-1-1-90. They ain't gonna be 90 anything. I think the ship has sailed on 99. You know, yeah, to quote one of the most beautiful women of all time, right? Barbara Feldman.
What happens now, unfortunately, as teams start getting in the pennant race and things like that, and you've been beat down over the course of 100 games already.
And you've dealt off like Freddie Galvis, who actually could play a little bit.
These last 50 in Orioles tradition tend to like the morale. The morale's there. I mean, if you watch the O's, the morale's there. You know, like it's not like the heart's cut out of them yet, but I got to think that as other teams are really like
every week, Marvin Lewis in 96, we would get together, we'd watch film, me, him, and Jim Schwartz be eating a sandwich out of a bag. And Marvin would watch the defense break down. You know, I'm not going to make fun of any of those guys. You can go back and Google them all. Most of those players, it was their last – the 96 Ravens, most of the guys in the defense never played in the league again. A lot of those guys, right? A couple not, but a lot of the – especially in the secondary. And Marvin would say, bro, they're trying. I mean, they're playing to their knees. They want to be in the league. They want to be great. They want to win to just – just not getting there. You know what I mean? Yeah, just trying hard. And that's what quad A players are, right? I mean, that's what you get when you get what nobody else wants. And you're trying to just put arms out in the bullpen in the fifth inning that might be able to get the ball up to the plate. I mean, they had no plan for this other than losing is good. And that's the part that's really effed up. And that's the part that I can't even discuss. When Buster Olney's coming after them on Twitter saying you're really tanking. And this is the obvious tank job to try to get the number one pick.
Well, I don't believe that they're tanking on the field. You know, like I don't think that there's a plan like you guys
got. They're not trying to get the best players. They're just trying to field players.
They're trying to field players now, and they're trying to see what they have for the future. But I don't want to say bullish on the Orioles, but I love watching them play. I feel great about the guys that are here that could be part of the future. I feel
Cedric
great.
Cedric Mullins is fantastic. Yeah, when Means is right, he's fantastic. No doubt.
But everybody from Bowie to Norfolk, and you know, they're all very competitive down there, and they're winning at every level, which is what they told us was going to have to happen. They were going to have to build from the bottom. You know, I read my Astro Ball. I like this regime. I like the feel of what could be. And I get what could be too. That could be the Nashville Orioles and we could get nothing but 100 lost seasons for the next 3 years, but it could also be a beautiful redo between the ballpark and the stadium and Cedric Mullins winning an MVP and the Orioles, you know, competitive year in and year out, you know, like that is a future that could be here. And it's one that I'm rooting for. And I having a good time closing my eyes and thinking about it.
Todd Schuller wearing an orange tie with a 1976, including Reggie Jackson, in the team photo behind him with a proper natty bow. Down in Essex, a Blondell Miller Schuller. I'll just say this. You said Nashville Orioles. Like, people get pissed when I bring it up. Certainly John Angelos gets pissed. One of my dearest friends in the world, John Keller, I call him Hells. He escaped to Little Rock, Arkansas the weekend the Ravens won the Super Bowl 20 years ago, working for the Clinton Foundation and working at the Bill Clinton Library. And he's made a whole life in Little Rock. And that crazy woman might be the governor, the one that lied to us every day. He was in Nashville this weekend. And for racing, he likes all sorts of things, a wide palette of things beyond going to see Living Color with me at Ritchie Coliseum back in the day. And he was in downtown Nashville, and they had a whole table campaign, you know, bring Nashville the ball kind of thing. You know what I mean? And he took a picture of it and sent it to me and said, ominous. And you know what I said? You know what's ominous is that John Angelos is a $12 Uber ride away from where you are right now. That's what's really ominous, is the guy who owns, controls, and runs the Orioles is an Uber ride away from where you are right now. That should worry everyone.
Yes, but we have a lot to worry about, as you well know.
I'm worried more about Lamar Jackson getting on the field and where I'm going to get my next crab cake.
Trump's still around out there and the, you know, like public, you know, like things are scary, but
as a legal guy, it's amazing everything he did to create a coup and still hasn't been charged. I mean, are we running a real place here? I mean, seriously, I mean.
We held on, but what scares me is it's not these laws that they're doing now. It's not about suppressing the black vote. It's about giving them the power to switch the results after the vote. You know, like it's the enfranchising the partisan Secretary of State or the state legislature to say, you know, we're going to seat our own electors this time. You know, we've determined and we've created the constitutional basis for not going with the popular vote on this one. You know, that.
Well, we tried that for 4 years. Matter of fact, when's the last time a Republican has won a popular vote in this country to become
2004
president?
2004 was George Bush's reelection. Before that, you have to go back to his father in 1998. So he did.
You are the John Meacham of our airwaves here.
No. I happen to know the answer to that particular trivia question. But it's seven out of eight presidentials, you know, the popular vote, you know.
Well,
they win if the votes for Democratic congressmen and Democratic senators exceed
what's going on in Idaho or South Dakota or Wyoming. Right.
So, yeah, you forget the Electoral College, but you have the gerrymandering at the House level. And the way the Senate is set up, you need to, if the Democrats are going to win, they better win by a touchdown, you know, because otherwise they can win, but not have the benefit of it.
All right, dude, when we get done this, you can send me what really goes on at Mako and let me know what's happening down there. Dude, love you. Appreciate you. Give Mark my best. I know you're out trying cases, winning some freedoms and some money for some people that have been screwed. So if you have been screwed because of someone's driving or you're having some injured on the job, Todd Schuller is a great guy and a resource and a friend of ours that you can reach to, as well as Mark Miller. Blondell Miller Schuller, it is damn good lawyer. I'm going to bring you some pizza soon, okay? I've been eating salad the last couple of days. The French fries out in Westminster at Maggie's, I saw them on the other table and I'm like, I got to have them. And I've been trying to go light, but thankfully they didn't. I started this thing. I ate Thrasher's French fries for breakfast, Todd. Have you ever wondered why they don't serve ketchup?
I always just assume they taste better with vinegar. Why don't
what
they
kind of vinegar do you think it is? Do you even know?
I would think it would be the apple cider vinegar.
It is apple cider vinegar. I always thought it was malt vinegar, so I guessed wrong. And I had a long debate with the Lord of the Fries, which is literally the title on his card, Lord of the Fries at Thrasher's. And next year, I'm going to talk to him about gravy. You know what I mean? Because in Essex, you get fries, you get gravy. I do anyway, if I go to Pizza John's.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Any way you want to slice it, right?
Well, when they make great gravy, you got to have it.
I agree. But you can mop up anything with fries.
Can I give you a little Essex story? Did you ever eat at the Venus Diner in Essex as a child, as a kid?
I did not.
Okay. So the Venus Diner in Essex, I'm in Salisbury on day three of the tour, met a wonderful mayor, Jake Day, if you're familiar with him, served, left the mayorship to go serve over in Somalia last year for our government, came back. He runs Salisbury. He's the mayor. And we met at a place called Fratelli's, F-R-A-T-E-L-L-I-S. If you've been to up near our friends in Greenmount Station up in Hampstead, there's a Fratelli's up there with a lovely crab cake. Also out in Frederick County, I believe, there's a Fratelli's. The original Fratelli's group, Italian restaurant, homemade pastas, they moved to Salisbury in 1996. They founded their restaurant there. Their father was from Greektown. They owned the Venus Diner in Essex back when I ate there a bunch. So now I'm with a kid who grew up in Essex and Greektown in Salisbury. Didn't know it till I sat down. Didn't know it when I picked it. He sits down. Turns out the mayor was a busboy at Fratelli's with George, who's from Greektown, and I'm in Salisbury where I picked a great crab cake that's actually an Essex Greektown recipe with an Essex family that moved to Salisbury 25 years ago to make a different life. So there you have Essex, man. Essex. My parents were buried at Mount Carmel, right around the corner from Schultz's. It's in the water, like the crabs over there, right?
Yeah, this is right. We're ground zero to a lot of good things right here in Essex. You know,
doesn't make me wish I went to Kenwood though. I would never have met Mark Miller if I went to Kenwood.
There you go. Yeah, you had to be a Dundalk boy, you know. But
how's Mark? Is Mark doing okay? Give me a little Mark update.
Mark is he's grinding, man. He's getting incredible results for our clients and consequently for us. And he's excited as I am for. You know, our build out here is going to be the culmination of a long way going. You know, we both started at this office right out of law school, working in the same conditions, you know, with the same siding and the same rickety stairs.
I think that Beatles record was probably up there when Bill had it, right?
It might have been here when Bill had it. Yeah, he probably put that up there. But that aspect, there's a fun in building, you know, and if it's your home and you're putting an addition on or you're putting the pool in or the new sidewalk, like when you have the business and you're right here on Eastern Avenue and you can see the drawings, the artist rendering of what it's going to look like, and you're thinking, man, we're going to have something here. The neighborhood right behind us is so beautiful. Like the houses, everybody's lawns cut and everybody takes care of their home. And here we sit, you know, a stone's throw from them right on Eastern Avenue in a rundown old building. We owe the neighborhood better, right? So that part of it is very, very exciting for both.
Did I ever tell you my uncle Joe Weir had he had a couple of salons in the early 70s, and his salon was about, if you go out your door and make a left, you know, 100 yards. It was down toward where the convenience store is at Marlin Avenue. It was at Eastern and Marlin, but a little closer to you.
Right, right.
But like, you know, my childhood passing, you know, then Blondell, you know, an associates, I guess, at that point. That strip's been there forever, and I see things popping up all the time and improvements and differences. I still see the A&P, you know, which became the DMV for years in Essex when I go by there, and they have a beautiful little restaurant off the side of Taylor Avenue there now. So things change, and I'm somebody making the neighborhood better for Essex Day is what we're saying.
Yeah, somebody just renovated Mason Eastern, turned it into a two-story office complex. They got a T-Mobile in there. It was, you know, kind of a rundown old building, and now it's like a cool-looking big office building. Woody's Dock Bar is sitting right off of Eastern Avenue, sort of on our block, and those guys have just gone in and really made a cool-looking restaurant and put money into the building. There's a dog grooming place right next
to it.
We're
going to have to get a sandwich there then when I come by, right?
Yeah, it's probably worth it. It's a nice spot. I think that there's a Blondell in there, sort of, you know, I don't know what his ownership interest or managing interest or whatever, but I think Bill Blondell's son is in some way associated with it. I got to pop in and see him.
Well, Todd, I would say this, and I'll let it go, because I mean, you got cases to try and I got crab cakes to eat. Getting around and meeting these business owners at these restaurants and different places, it's all local. You know, everybody that's serving a crab cake, there's no Walmart for crab cakes, not even Phillips or like some bigger place or whatever.
Right.
And I can go to Ocean City and sit at Secrets. Everybody knows about that and Rico and everything's going on. But I'm trying to find smaller places and tell family stories and, you know, your law firm and all the businesses that we talk about here, small local businesses. And that's what powers Essex. That's what powers Leonardtown. That's what powers Chestertown. That's what powers Baltimore. So, hey, I appreciate you, man. I hope it's not like a month between visits, but I hope we get a crab cake. Come on out, man. I'm a very available individual. Wrong lawyer. Sorry about that. That was the other lawyer. Todd Schuller here of Calvert Hall of Essex. Blondell Miller Schuller, damn good lawyer. And pizza and a crab cake sometime soon. Be well. Give Mark my best, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right. I am Nestor. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. The hashtag is Crab Cake Tour. Just Crab Cake Tour. Put that in on the hashtag. You'll find all the videos, all the stuff we're doing, all the places we're going. I'm still picking places, sourcing places. I don't really know where I'm getting my crab cake at Deep Creek Lake. I'm still open for suggestion in Cumberland and in other places. Certainly even on the Eastern Shore next week, still picking some places over in the Oxford Eastern area, Easton area, I should say. So throw me a note. Hope it's as good as Suicide Bridge or Harrison's Watch. Or Maggie's was a great recommendation. Leland's, Blue was fantastic. I've had great crab cakes so far. I already mentioned Fratelli's; that was delicious. A little red pepper in there, a little white pepper. I liked it. I'm Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking crab cakes and Baltimore positive.